and continuing our conversation with Marion County Assistant Attorney Ross Gibson. You know, the Marion County Sheriff's Office, I know, has worked to kind of try to prevent people from reoffending. You mentioned it well in your last statement, you know, talking about how, you know, some of these people are struggling with mental health issues, with addiction issues. You know, here at the Marion County Attorney's Office, is there a way or resources that you can kind of give people to help give them, get on them on the right track?
There are jail intervention programs, and Marion County Sheriff's Office works with those people to, you know, get people an evaluation while they're in custody. And if someone is really struggling with addiction, what we can do sometimes is that person remains in custody until a bed is available at, you know, some sort of treatment facility or somewhere else where they can go. So hopefully, you know, they don't get back on the street, start using again, and we kind of have to start that cycle all over again. And so, you know, as far as we do transport orders where a judge will sign off on an order saying that the Marion County Sheriff's Office, you know, shall transport this person when a bed becomes available, wherever that may be. So we have communication with the jail intervention programs that are out there. We have communication with the Marion County Sheriff's Office to hopefully, if there are services for people, to get them that help. And that helps, you know, they're not going to prison, but these are for people that we think we can help, that if they get that support, hopefully we don't see them back in the criminal justice system. Hopefully they're not going to reoffend. And nothing's 100%, nothing's perfect, but it's our job to try to figure out who are those people that we can maybe do an intervention short of prison or a lengthy jail time, get these people in a better spot while also protecting and making sure the community is safe at the same time.
You know, when you're dealing with a case in the courtroom that may be emotional for a lot of people, that may be difficult, you know, and something that would get 99% of the people worked up, you know, do you feel like your side working on the criminal side and defense side of things, do you feel like that helps you maintain such professionalism in the courtroom with dealing with stuff that would get most people very emotional?
Yeah, I mean, the more you see of it, it you don't become numb to it, but it becomes, you learn how to hear and deal with some nasty stuff that, you know, a lot of people don't have to necessarily be exposed to on a regular basis. So you learn to keep an even keel to an extent, even if you're dealing with some very sensitive topic matters, dealing with crimes that are, you know, pretty nasty at times. So I think that comes with experience, whether it be defense side or since I've been here. I've been a prosecutor now just a little bit longer than I was a defense attorney. So all that experience is valuable. It doesn't make me ever immune to it. I should never be immune to seeing, you know, a really awful, you know, sex abuse case or child endangerment, child neglect case. That if you're ever immune to that, then that's a sign that something might be a little bit wrong and you need to maybe reevaluate what you're doing. And I'm certainly not immune to it, but I, you know, have my experience at this point learned to kind of maintain that even composure when dealing with some stuff that isn't fun to deal with.
You know, how do prosecutor like yourself and defense attorneys, how do they kind of work together in the courtroom? Because in regards, you guys are kind of in a way facing off against each other, but also I'm sure you're very cordial outside of that.
Yeah, I mean, we have an adversarial system at the end of the day, but I'm not necessarily friends with all the defense attorneys, but we usually get along reasonably well. Are there a few that you might butt heads with more than others? Yes, but it's not quite like you see on TV where they're throwing barbs at each other all the time. Does that happen? Yes, that can happen sometimes. But, you know, oftentimes we are trying to reach a resolution that keeps people safe, that's fair all around, and that is holding people accountable. And then if you can't do that, then ultimately you might have to have a trial, and a trial is adversarial in nature. But when you're in court, it's always important to be respectful to everyone. I mean, the jurors, the judge, opposing counsel, and even the defendant deserves a fair shake at things. So usually it remains that way. Can it get chippy? Yes, but that is certainly the exception in my experience.
Where does Marion County kind of stand? You know, it's not one of those counties that's extremely urban like Polk would be, or Lynn or Pottawatomie or, you know, some other counties in Iowa, but it's not necessarily also rural because it has Knoxville and Pella and some other communities too. So where do you kind of see that as, you know, what kind of cases come through Marion County more often than maybe other counties?
You know, drug cases are still prevalent here. I think we have probably, based on the size, you know, we're around 33,000 people, which is bigger than the average Iowa county, which you alluded to. Certainly we're not as big as, you know, Polk, Lynn, Blackhawk, Scott, that are, you know, over 100,000 people in their county. But comparative to size, I think we have pretty across the board similar to what we have in other Iowa counties. You know, we go to trainings and see other county attorneys, and I think we're similarly situated based on our size. Being close to Polk County, you know, there's a more of a concentration of drugs and stuff as you get closer to bigger cities. So maybe we have a little bit more just because of proximity to Polk County, where you have, you know, the biggest population center in the state. And we're also fairly centrally located to, you know, Interstates 80 and 35. We're not too far away from those main thoroughfares. They're not just for the state, but for the our country. When that those big interstate systems comes with that drugs, sometimes human trafficking. We don't see it. Haven't seen a ton of human trafficking cases here, but I would say Marion County, based on its population, is comparable. Maybe a little higher uptick in crime just because of its close proximity to Polk County would be my estimation on that.
Well, Ross, kind of before we close up our conversation, can you kind of talk too about, you know, we're here talking about public safety, Marion County Attorney's Office role in public safety. How do you guys feel like you work well with different public safety entities within the county, whether that's people, you know, that have are arresting somebody for a crime, and you guys, kind of what's your role as taking it from there?
I mean, everyone performs their own function. I talked earlier about how we do have good communication with the law enforcement agencies in the county. You know, their role is to be out there kind of on the front lines, keep people safe, arrest people if need be. And then once it's handed off to us, you know, to prosecute it, we're still trying to keep people safe, but we, you know, we do want to get a conviction. I mean, but we want to do it the right way. And if there's mistakes that were made, or if we reevaluate cases, or if more things come to light, we're not getting it. We don't want to get a conviction for the sake of getting a conviction. We want to do it because people really did do what they're accused of. We want to do it the right way. We want to keep working with law enforcement even after they make an arrest, because they're usually going to be our witnesses in cases if we have to present it to a judge or a jury. So we want to keep that communication with law enforcement, you know, solid, because they work our cases up for us, and then we kind of take it to the finish line, if you will, on the prosecution end. But there's always needs to be some teamwork there. We're not necessarily in the same role, but we're generally on the same side and have similar goals, keeping the community safe. And the more we can work with law enforcement and other public safety agencies towards that goal, the better we have. It's better for all of us, and it's better for the community.